We now return to Mark My Words with Mark Vargas on AM 560, The Answer. Here's Mark Vargas.
I'm so sorry to disappoint. Mark Vargas is out this evening. I'm Dan Ehrman sitting in for Mark, and we've had a great conversation talking about Illinois, talking about Chicago, the challenges in the state, in the city, and no stranger to Chicago is my next guest, Matt Rosenberg, who's fought, fought against the corruption in Chicago and has some great firsthand and kind of on the streets knowledge of the city. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you recently came out with a book. It's called What Next Chicago? Notes of a Peeved Off Native Son. And you have written about, almost eviscerating the politics of the city and unpacking that. What drove you to write that book and put pen to paper with this?
Well, Dan, I was watching all of this in 2020 from Seattle, where I moved in 1994 with my wife, where we raised our children. And of course, after George Floyd in Minneapolis, things, there was a lot of justifiable outrage over that for sure, but not to the point of rioting and looting and burning and killing people. And I think when 18 people got killed in one day on May 31st of 2020, I kind of stood up and took notice and trained an eye back on my old hometown. I ended up moving back here. I moved into Bridgeport, course, the ancestral home to five Chicago mayors, and I went deep into the South Side to talk to Black people and Latinos to hear their success stories, which I think are real important, but to get their takes on what's gone wrong here and how to fix it. And so I heard some very interesting things.
Yeah, and part of that journey for you has been coming back and working with WirePoints. That you recently announced that you're joining WirePoints as a columnist and a contributor there. What attracted you to WirePoints in particular?
Well, you bet, Dan. And in fact, I'm on staff. I'm senior editor. And what attracted me to WirePoints was the kind of work they do, really. And I don't say this just to say a nice thing, but also the stellar team they have there, just crack writers, reporters, and data analysts, a small group. But so the data-driven approach, the sort of common sense conservatism, shying away from name-calling and hyperbole, but just kind of killing you with the facts softly is how I like to look at it. Mm. And Ted Dabrowski, John Klingner, Mark Glennon just do marvelous work. So I was flattered and honored to join. It's been 3 or 4 weeks, and I've gotten into the flow of things and, having a good hard look at crime courts and policing in Chicago and statewide, and K through 12 education is on the menu for me as well, and ethics, corruption, and our rigged rules of governance, which I think are important and need to be ventilated.
Well, we touched on that briefly with State Rep Chris Boss as well as Jeannie Ives just before this, and just looking at the challenge of, just in the state legislature of dropping a 3,000-page budget on somebody's desk and passing it through at 6 a.m. on a Saturday with almost no time to review. There's no review going on something like that. That's all been done behind closed doors, and it's just pushed through. That's just one example of, here's billions of dollars being spent, and how do you steward that money for the people in the state, let alone actually govern and make wise choices when it's done in the 11th hour like that?
It's part and parcel of really a comprehensive ethos here on the part of the elected class. They're very different from the rest of us, and they want to maintain sustain and build those differences. They do it in large part by keeping us in the dark. The big criminal justice reform bill, and I put scare quotes around criminal justice reform, the bill that was passed last year called the Safety Act, the one that had toxic provisions in it for police officers, that was almost 800 pages. Likewise, brought out in the waning hours of a lame duck session. It was like the health care bill in Congress several years back. They had to pass it to see what was in it. And boy, what a lot of stuff was in it. If you look at our courts, state law bars online performance data for our circuit court judges, the ones who make often deadly mistakes, literally. And I've documented this at Wire Points. We can't know or have the full performance data for each courtroom and each judge in Cook County or any other county.
Well, Matt, I want to, we're jumping up on a break here, but if you can hold with us through the break, I want to get into some of these anecdotes that you share and some of your personal history and insight here in Chicago. Matt Rosenberg coming right back after this here on AM 560. I'm Dan Erman in for Mark Vargas.
Now, more of Mark My Words with Mark Vargas on AM 560, The Answer.
In for Mark Vargas, I'm Dan Erman, and I'm on the phone right now with Matt Rosenberg. He's the author of What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Peeved Off Native Son. Matt, you're no stranger to Chicago. You know, you grew up here, and you have just a wealth of experience and just on the streets and talking to so many people. Your book kind of unpacks some of these personal stories along the way. For folks who are uninitiated, what's kind of an insight that you drop and anecdotally that you think would connect with people here in Chicago?
I think the biggest thing that I took away from my field work on the South Side was that conservative values are alive and well in Black communities and Latino communities, and that what we are hearing and reading in the media here on a day-to-day basis, and I want to be clear, there's still a lot of good reporting. There's just a failure to put the pieces together and ask the big questions, but that the takeaway for me was what we hear and see on a day-to-day basis, the tenor and tone and thrust of it overlooks that the rhetoric about race is false. People are not talking about systemic racism, except maybe to note that the real systemic racism is the way the Chicago public schools failed Black and Latino students, and that's borne out statistically by data that would make you weep from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, among others, and on the SATs when you parse it by race. So what I heard on the South Side was that families matter, that parents matter, and even that religious faith, yes, believe it or not, matters, that good old-fashioned values matter. So I heard that again and again. I heard it from people who'd done time in prison, who'd been drug dealers, who turned their lives around. And I learned a lot, too, about how people are making a go of it economically. There's some good things going on. So one other big takeaway was, despair.
Matt, let me jump in just to that anecdote. You probably don't know this about me. My wife was an educator in Bronzeville on the South Side of Chicago. She was involved in the administration of a charter school there. And for our sister station, AM 1160, I host a show interviewing pastors all over Chicago, church leaders. And so yes. I've met with hundreds of church leaders all over Chicago, and I completely concur with what you just said about those family values, the faith values, that education is broken, and that people want something better, and they're really pushing for their families, for their future, for good jobs, for good work in the city.
That's a very rich background that you have, Dan, and a very important one to actually be out there on the streets talking to people, going into schools, going into houses of faith. It just, you know, it's the next level, frankly. So, I heard all kinds of stories that, you know, were frankly inspiring and also sometimes heartbreaking. You know, the violence in this city is huge. You know, I was staying in Bridgeport, and the night that they declared Biden the winner over Trump, the next morning I went out to a beautiful church called St. Mary's of Perpetual Help, and I saw a cop car parked at an angle, and the white alabaster statue of St. Mary had been defaced, and there was graffiti painted on the wall of the church that said, "There are no gods, God is dead." And it was very interesting because I went to get my groceries at Mariano's and I came back and all the graffiti was gone and there was a young parishioner and I said, "That was quick." And he said, "Yeah, we just took care of it. No TV trucks." So that was a signal moment and it came on top of a lot of other things. And Dan, that week there were like 78 people shot and I forget how many killed, 10 or 12. And nobody really batted an eye. And I asked myself, is this it? Is this the baseline? So I came to this conclusion that we've got an awful lot of work to do in just the next couple of years. If we don't turn it around, starting with the next mayoral election and city council election, you know, I think this city might be poised to take a really nasty hit. So this is a great city. I love this city, which is why I came back to write the book.
Well, Matt, talking about that mayoral election, I mean, do you realistically think that a mayor can change the direction here in the city of Chicago?
I do, actually. And technically, we're a weak mayor, strong council form of government in Chicago. But in practical effect and for decades, it's been a strong mayor setup. And I think it can make a very big difference, yes. You know, and we'll just have to see. And, of course, I'm not going to endorse anybody, and we don't endorse candidates at wire points. We're a nonpartisan nonprofit. What we try and do, though, is lay out policies, right? So I think a huge one on education, and this is statewide, because this is not just a Chicago issue. Neither the crime nor the failing public schools. Huge issue is school choice. So, you know, school vouchers are now almost certainly legal. We have an amendment in our or a provision in our state constitution that says, no, you can't do that. It appears to be overruled in essence by an important U.S. Supreme Court case in 2020. So we need to test that and defend it from the inevitable challenge. But we see that Black and Latino families are flocking to charter schools, and talking to religious schools, and there is an income tax credit program called Invest in Kids, I'm sure you're aware of it, that's been a boon for private religious schools, and people make donations, get a nice break on their state income tax, and it helps kids afford good schools, where they teach values and morality, and they have higher expectations. So we need to go the full distance, though. So school vouchers, a much tougher approach to dealing with crime. The city finances are in a terrible, tremendous mess, and that exists at the state level, too. The pension debt is through the roof. Taxes are out of control. We've got the second highest effective property tax rate among all 50 states. In Illinois, it's a killer. And people are leaving. They're leaving again and again. And my colleagues at Wire Points have documented this to the nth degree. We're not doing well. And so these sort of tired, used-up cities of the North with tired, used-up politics, it's not going to last. You know,
well,
Phoenix.
Matt, I love that, you know, you've moved back to Chicago, that you if come back in, that you've taken the time to have these conversations. I'd encourage folks, go out and get Matt's book. You can get it wherever books are sold or online. What Next Chicago? Notes of a Peeved Off Native Son. Matt Rosenberg, glad that you've just joined Wire Points. Looking forward to your work there. Keep that up. If people wanted to catch you online, where can they find you?
Well, I think Wire Points is probably the best place. They can also go to my own website, which is called chicagoschooled.com, schooled with a K. Follow our work at Wire Points. Subscribe to the daily email. We're just really ramping up, and the fun's just starting. And it's a serious time for the city and for the state. So cool. We all need to get our heads into the game and work hard to change things.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining me here on Mark My Words. I'm Dan Ehrman, and for Mark Vargas. We'll be right back after this.